Well, Australia's jobless rate is the lowest in more than a decade, dropping to 4.9% in Bureau of Statistics figures out today. But that is lagging data. It does not capture those who've lost work during the lockdown in Sydney. Those people are mostly eligible for disaster payments, but beyond that group, there's an estimated 500,000 Sydneysiders that can't get work in lockdown and can't get support. Underemployed casuals, especially from the arts industry, and those on JobSeeker say they've been excluded from this week's financial package. Carly Williams reports.
James Manuel is a performer stuck in Sydney's lockdown. He's a saxophonist, rapper and recording artist and goes by the name Jamaz on Mars. He's rehearsing in his Sydney apartment, even though his gigs have been cancelled.
I've lost a few opportunities, some creative and development opportunities, studio time with some very reputable platinum producers, and I've been itching to get back in and create with them. And obviously, given the circumstances, it's all fallen through. And
as a self-employed performer, Jamaz on Mars usually works casual retail to pay the bills, but there's no shifts in lockdown. Because he's on JobSeeker, he isn't eligible for the COVID disaster weekly payment, and he doesn't earn enough to claim the sole trader support.
The turnover or the qualification for this was like $30,000, and I don't know another local performer who's turning over that much alone as a sole trader. That's like full-time musician, recording artist status that's got like a whole professional team behind them. We just don't generate that much money as an ABN sole trader alone. So Definitely feeling excluded.
Australia's unemployment rate has fallen to 4.9%, its lowest level since June 2011. But there are questions about the strength of the economic recovery because there's a big number of people without work in Sydney's lockdown.
We estimate that there could be in the order of about 500,000 people who are in the Greater Sydney lockdown area who are relying on JobSeeker.
That's Cassandra Goldie from the Australian Council of Social Service. She's worried about the people locked out of this support package.
The government has completely ignored people on JobSeeker, people who are locked out of paid work and in the lockdown, who have virtually no hope of gaining employment at this stage. They're down on a brutal $315 per week.
There is a $75 million stimulus package for performing arts organisations and live music venues. It'll help the blockbuster shows like Hamilton keep the lights on. The show was looking at a reported $10 million lockdown loss. Paul Murphy is the CEO of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Union. He says it's in the government's best interest to help live shows.
Live performance is critical, particularly for cities like Sydney and Melbourne. It brings in a great amount of tourism. People will travel to see productions like Hamilton, like Harry Potter in Melbourne. These are very important for the economy.
But even if Sydney is out of lockdown in a few weeks, Paul Murphy knows there are some very tough months ahead.
Every time there's a lockdown, live performance is one of the first things to stop. And even when the lockdown ends, it takes a period of time before those productions can come back because it's simply not economically viable to put on a big commercial production if you've only got 25% or 50% audience capacity.
Paul Murphy from the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance. Carly Williams with that report.